Alright, it's Richard with PiratePods.com. We're sitting down at Fat Beast with Planet Asia on the release of his latest album, Jewelry Box Sessions, Medallions, Cali Agent No. 2. Speak on it, man.
Oh, man, this album is like one of my greatest projects. I got a lot of producers on there. Underground No Name cast is real hungry. I got Killer Ben on there. Got Turban on my album. Chase Infinite. Got Bun B from UGK on the album. Salisha Martin. My man Black Tobin. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Tri-State. I'm loving this album right now. One of the best runs I had.
The earth, many men fall when they face the serpent. Like your body in front of a shoddy. Hibernating with hotties. Can have your mommy after coming out. Lottie-dottie. Who likes Ferraris and Phantoms? Lamborghinis, Mercedes, and Maseratis.
Right now, you were speaking about the Cohen Home track right there. Mm-hmm. And the name of the artist on there?
It's Salisha Martin.
She's from the UK?
She's from the UK. I didn't even know she was that big. She's kind of big over there, too. I didn't know that.
Right, yeah, that was a hot track, man. I had the pleasure of hearing that in the store just a few minutes ago.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
You're coming home. Cause it's been 3 years too long. Coming back to where I belong. You hold me down like no one before. Now finally, I'm coming home.
Going back.
This time is for good.
For good.
There ain't no place like my home.
No, no.
Wouldn't change it if I could. Coming home to you.
Back to the same place I used to bail. Nigga for real, truth I sell. You can catch me at the fish spot around 12 o'clock or at the barbershop piling in the smoking pot.
Alright, now you mentioned you got appearance from Chase Infinite. Now, as far as the production goes, we got DJ Khalil on that one?
Or? Not on that one. He was on the last project. I was working so fast on this one and Khalil was so busy I didn't get a chance to get any tracks. But Khalil, he my brother, you know what I mean? I could always get tracks from Khalil, you know what I'm saying? We come from the same family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now what other production can we hear on the track? Who else you got on there?
I got my man Dahoud. He did the track with Black Tobin singing on it.
Okay.
The Take One for the Team. Jake One, he did Street Hop. My man Architect did a track, The God in the Flesh. I'm loving that. Veterano. The Riffs. It's crazy. All hungry up and coming cats, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I like my music.
It's nice to see you putting people on, man.
Yeah, man.
Give them a chance. The last album, The Medicine, we saw was released on ABB.
Yep.
Now you made this transition. We got Jewelry Box Sessions on RBC Records.
Right.
How did you make that move, and is it important to you to be remaining with an indie label?
You know, I wanted my own label, so they gave me my own little deal. So it's like I got Gold Chain Music, RBC. They didn't. What people don't really know is RBC. They're not really trying to be a record label. They're kind of like a record management company.
Okay.
So they're like the management company of my label, and that's a lot of these labels do need company management, because all it is cats in their room talking about they got a label. It's bigger than that. Yeah. It's bigger than that. But RBC, I love Brian, Rob, all the rest of the cats over there, man. It's crazy. They all supporting, and that's the whole thing I learned about this game is you gotta have a supportive staff with you. If your staff is not supportive, then you're not gonna make it.
Right. Shout out to Brett Moore for linking me up with you, man.
Straight up,
have
Brett,
you down here with
in the building. Brett does a lot of my phone calls and getting us linked up like to people like you know what I mean?
Calling them in the middle of videos
up.
And shit.
Yeah. Straight up.
All right, now we see you rocking various chains in the Having Things video and also Thick Ropes, and you seem to have a fascination with chains and medallions. And how does that form into your alias?
That comes from the gold chain era, man. You know, the gold, what we call the golden era. And if you notice, really, in the golden era, a lot of cats was mainly gold chains. It wasn't nobody really wearing platinum back then, you know what I mean?
To tell the truth, it's a funny thing. I went from being broke, but now I'm having things. And I'ma stay fresh, stay fly. We taking this from L.A., Fresno, to the Bayside. To tell the truth, it's a funny thing. I went from being broke, but now I'm having things. From this side to that side, from CA to down south, all the way to the NY. Body can fuck with the diamond clustered professional flow champion on the Riffs production. This is big music for a large artist. As far as rappers in the game, sorry, you're all targets.
I credit Jay-Z for platinum. Cats didn't know what platinum was till Jay-Z started rapping about it. Only people that knew about platinum was drug dealers who had enough money to deal with jewelers enough to know the difference. But other than that, I'm from the golden era where, you know, you go get your chain from the China man and you was supreme in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to me, wearing the chain, it just stands for MC supremacy. I don't know about nowadays, but, you know, in my head and the world that I live in, as far as my little world that I live in, it stands for MC supremacy, because that's how I looked at a cat back in the day. If you had a rope chain on back in the day, that meant you knew some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Now, the gold chain management. Now, is that your project right there?
Gold Chain Music is yes, that's my label. Me and 427 put it together. I got my man Turban. We're trying to drop an album out with him next. So
is he also from the Fresno area?
Yes, he's from Fresno.
All right. Now you seem to really walk the line between sort of like underground hip hop and bridging on gangster rap. Mm. Now, would you say is that growing up in Fresno, is that what molded your style and your sound?
I would have to say it did. You know, that's the place of the three strike law, man. You know, it's sad to say, but one of my best friends got killed today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Early this morning, you know what I'm saying? Got murdered. And it's just like the same stuff is going on. And this dude, he got locked up. Now, my best friend, he had got locked up in 89 and got out in 2004. You feel what I'm saying? He missed his whole 20s and teens. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, just 3 years later, he's murdered. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the streets is a cold, cold place, man, at times. And sometimes it's a good place. You know, it's a bright place. Everything is, I represent the dichotomy of things. You know, from the negative to the positive. From one extreme to the next. Right. That's because that's how life is.
Right.
Everything ain't just all peaches and creams every day.
That's the truth. All right. Can you paint a picture of the hip hop scene in Fresno for those who have never visited, been to the city?
Right now, Fresno has a strong, strong hip hop scene, more than it ever was. And I can honestly say that it's a lot of young cats doing their thing. They're playing our music on the radio right now. We got videos. We just did a show. Damn, they sold the whole place out, the Taking Over show. We call it the Valley of the Kings now, the Central Valley. Got Diego Red, Fashion, Shake the Mayor. You got Turban. You got the Trendsetters. You got my man Denji. It's real big out there. You got R&B acts, you know what I'm saying? Like Papa Keys, old school Colin England. Got my man Cake Mix from the Cold Heat. Got Cubic. It's so much music out there. To the point where they start to have hip hop in the park at least once a month.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like real hip hop jumping
getting
off.
Getting down freestyles.
And we not with, and you know, by us being that country type city, but it's not really small no more because it's a million people in Fresno now. We take hip hop real serious out there. More than I think a lot of other places in Cali because we don't really have nothing to go off of. So just a little bit of anything that we get, we cherish it. And, you know.
Savor it.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So. Hip hop out there is something serious. People want you to be serious about your music.
Lyrics are serious, man. I definitely get that feel from. I'm interested to get that insight from you.
For sure.
Now, I wanted to touch on the collaboration with Quali on his past album, the Drugs, Basketball, and Rap with Phila Ag.
Quali, I would say in this music business, he might be my best friend as far as I met in the music business. Like out of anybody else, it's beyond music with me and Quali. Like that's my friend. Like. Right. He's not just somebody I did a song with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my real friend. And I can honestly say that. There's a lot of people you can't call a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially
because a lot of times he didn't have to put me on none of those songs, you know what I mean, that he put me on. Like I understand the politics of this game, you know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff he doesn't have to do that he does. So I look at that as a true friend because friends for friends do. You know what I mean? He looks out, so... I ain't got nothing but love for Quali. You know what I mean? Nothing but love.
Big shout out. Now, how did you guys link up? Or how did you meet him?
You know what's funny? I met Quali through a cat named JR when I was in New York when I was working on the Last Stand EP. Mm-hmm. We was doing little singles. My man was just spending money. He wanted to do a song with me and Quali. And that's where we did the Don't Let Up. I don't know if you know about that, but that's an old joint that was on vinyl back in the day. And we did it at Electric Lady, I want to say. Yeah, Electric Lady. Did the joint, and it came out fresh. So I was loving it, man. And ever since then, I've been, you know, down with Quali. Then I started doing shows and speaking on panels. And we was just around a lot, man, in the early Rockus days and Stone Store era. You know what I mean? And ever since then, I've been cool with him, man. And it's funny that it's damn near 10 years later, and now he's in Cali, you know what I mean, out here. Yeah. So it's like, it's a big thing, man. I love what Quali's doing, man. He's hip hop. To me, I feel like he could either be the next Jay-Z / KRS-One.
Right.
Jay-Z and KRS-One in one person.
Yeah, and you guys definitely have that same style, that kind of machine gun rap, spitting, you know, rapid delivery on point, man. I mean, and there's no letting up live either, man.
I can see me and him doing an album probably sometime in the future.
That would be fantastic, man.
I think people want to see that, man.
Definitely people want to see that, man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it, man.
That's what's up.
Now you got to come through with it. Now you put it out there, right?
Right.
All right. Now, that Medicine album. Now, you know, Evidence basically
classic.
Produced the whole joint. Now, how did you make that decision to basically stick with one producer for an entire album?
Because I always wanted to do that because I always wanted an album with the same feel. Right. And I'm glad it was Evidence because a lot of times, man, people, they only get one side of a person. They think, you know, oh, you know, Evidence, he only makes boom bap beats with just scratches on the cuts. No, it's not like that. When I did Medicine, I did that to show people, like, look, Evidence is a real producer. He's no different than a Dr. Dre or anybody right. else. He can produce shit for the club, shit for the Jeep, shit for the, you know, streets. He got beats for everybody. And that was my main reason doing the Medicine, besides just, you know, giving y'all the medicine.
Right.
I wanted to showcase Evidence because I felt like, man, why isn't he on, like, you know, the top producers list on the West Coast? Like, come on, y'all don't hear this shit? Yeah. Like, so I just had to, you know, add some of my flavor to his shit. Let people know, just like yeah. Will I Am. I was telling people about Will I Am 8 years ago, yeah, and yeah. look, now he's the go-to guy.
Exactly.
People didn't want to hear me when I was saying it, but look, you can't deny talent, man.
No.
You can't put a label on talent. Talent is just talent.
Right. Now, that leads me to my next question. I was gonna say you showed a lot of versatility on that Love track. You know what I mean? It was not mm-hmm. something with a normal type joint.
That's the LL,
and it was on point.
That's the LL in me.
I get with a tight chick, hottie with a body that's righteous, Cleopatra and Isis, Neiman Marcus Nefertiti, sweet kiwi breeze and ethi. I'm trying to get that Mimi in my teepee and beat the Hunani euphoric like Fiji. Uchi fresh and she ain't even gotta use a squeegee. Touch me, tease me, stung. Sprung from honey off a queen bee up in my kingdom. I lust even when you testing my cool. Said knowledge God born's building, I reveal you as a precious jewel. Monogamous goddess, astrological charted, told the chronic witch, mother of the earth, moon, she's symbolic. So for me to shine on you's my responsibility, cause the moon without the sun's not visible. This planet wouldn't even be livable. We'd all be savages, animals, baby, your balance is beautiful.
I think I'm in love with you, baby.
And also, as far as, you know, the old timer thoughts track with the Far right now.
That's when the Nas in me.
When you speak when you speak about that golden era, man, those type of tracks are the one. That,
no, I'm not. I'm gonna keep it real. When I did old timer thoughts, I was thinking of Memory Lane off of Nas's Illmatic.
Really?
You know when right. he go how he started his rhyme off? He said, "I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies, and prisoners, Tennessee holders, and old school niggas, and I'll be this." On that song, I said, "I rap for black folk, yeah, wise man right. from Holy Tabernacles, feeling trapped here, making sh-" You know what I'm saying?
I rap for black folk, wise man from Holy Tabernacles, feeling trapped here, taking off on where Adam bit the apples of parables that I don't believe in. My tongue is a blade to strike the heathen. I'm leaving demons in the cypher bleeding.
I'm just giving you insight. Rappers, we do get inspired by other rappers. And if a rapper tells you he's just not he's tripping it. And probably 9 times out of 10, we're not listening to him anyway. So, you know what I mean?
Now speaking on the current project, Jewelry Box Sessions, what are we going to see from a tour from you? Are you staying domestically? Are you going to be going overseas?
I'm trying to this time get a strong domestic tour in before I go back overseas. Because right. overseas, that's my second home. So, I'm going to hit up Germany anyway. I just came back from Germany, so I got to let that, you know, simmer over. We're going to Australia this time. I'm trying to get back to Asia, man. I ain't been to Asia since 98. Yeah. So I'm like, man, I want to get to Japan, man. That's like the favorite. Please, somebody in Japan, bring me out. Bring me to Japan, please. If any Japanese promoters hear this, bring me to Japan. As long as you put me in the Shin Yokohama, I'm good.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about how you got your start in hip-hop. I mean, when was that day? Did you have, like, a defining moment where you're like, this is me. This is where I'm going to get my, this is where I'm going to earn my money. This is my career. This is me.
The first time was when what made me feel like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, is when I grabbed the microphone from the counselor in the cafeteria and I started beatboxing and rapping, and the whole cafeteria came towards me and was
high
going
school?
Crazy. No, I was in elementary school. I was in the
third
grade, you know what I'm saying? And the whole cafeteria came to me, and ever since then, I wanted that attention.
Right.
And then I seen LL and them live, and I was like, oh, I definitely got to be a rapper. This is what I want to do. So, I got to see the golden era face to face. God let me see everything I needed to see. I don't think no one, unless you lived in New York and you was there, I don't think no one besides, you know, it's other cats in Cali, but I don't think nobody was like some cats like me. Like, I went to every single show. I didn't miss nothing. I seen every single artist perform live. And I think that's what made Who Planet Asia is. I got to see a lot of shit that cats probably never got to see. Like, I got to see DOC perform before, right. You know what I mean? Like, with his voice. Yeah. I got to see Yo-Yo when she first came out.
Really?
WC in the Mad Circle with Coolio. You know what I'm saying? I seen Cube with NWA and when he left NWA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to see all that shit. Public Enemy on their first album. Eric B. and Rakim, Dougie Fresh, all that shit. I seen it up close, and I think that affected me so much that it carried on to what I'm doing now. So that's why when you see my show, it's the difference between me and a lot of other artists, because they didn't get to grow up
with that exposure.
Yeah. I'm raised by my grandmother, not no mom or dad around really a lot, so I kind of raised myself, but I still had a good upbringing at the same time. So he was like a street kid that never went to jail.
Right.
Because I always had enough shit where I didn't have to do dumb shit. So I just go home at the end of the night after I did some dumb shit. I just go home. I didn't have to still be roaming the streets.
Right.
So it was like,
right.
If it wasn't for my grandmother, I'd probably be worse off. You know what I'm saying? And I graduated from high school. I was a good kid. I wasn't a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? I was a regular kid. I mean, we always had mayhem and bullshit. Of course, I used to carry guns like everybody else did. Soul crack, did all that shit. But it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't like it overcame me or whatever.
Right.
You know, that ain't my story,
that was your
really.
Priority in life.
Nah, my story is hip hop. Like, right. You ask anybody about me, and if you go back to my city and you ask anybody about me, they will tell you I was one of the first cats to do this. I was one of the first cats to do that. I'm probably one. You know, me and my crew we had dreads and. 89, 90, you know what I mean?
Like, with dreads, man. I gotta see that.
Twice. I had dreads twice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to dance, I used to break dance, I did all that, you know what I'm saying? So I rock parties, talent shows, house parties, all that shit. The parks, all that shit. My man Poppin' Pete, Boogaloo Sam, I got to see them do their thing growing up as a kid. I seen Pop like an invented. So it's like I'm part of the West Coast hip hop for real. West Coast hip hop. Straight up.
That's
and that's the real shit. That ain't no new shit that was created by Far Side Alcoholics. No. Trust me. The hip hop was always on the West Coast.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
So,
but Alcoholics and Far Side definitely did knock the doors off the hinges people like me, you know, those are like the first, you know, Hieroglyphics, Alcoholics, Freestyle Fellowship, Far Side. I think those were the ones to define that, okay, it's other shit out here besides gang bang music,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's alternative to gangster rap on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You kind of like the
King T, really the forefather.
Right,
you
put him
on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, and Breeze, King T, Breeze, and what was the other dude? When I cut math, man, I'm ready to rock. Who was that? Toddy T, and all them. Yeah.
So would you say you're kind of like the Satchel Paige who's back there behind the scenes before Jackie Robinson? You know,
and I was young. Y'all seen? I'm only 30, so you got to think. My first concert I went to, I was 9 years old.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying? I was there. Somebody died. You know what I'm saying? I was there, and the show kept going on.
All right. Now, who would you say your biggest influences are, MC-wise? Who really stands
out
to you?
Me, Planet Asia, is a mixture. If you take two people, I'm a mixture between Rakim and LL.
There it is.
Right there.
Now, who would you like to work with that you haven't had a chance to work with yet?
Rakim and Nas.
All right. There it is. All right, now I noticed on the MySpace you got an upcoming show with Rasco as Cali Agents. You know, I love that Dilated Agents track on the last album. I've been trying to put that together. I'm fiending for a new project. Can we expect anything coming from Cali Agents here in the future?
Well, we got an album in the stores right now called Fire and Ice. You know what I'm saying? It's a little independent drop release we did.
What label that
comes out? That's on Pockets Linnet.
Pockets Linnet, okay. Yep. Now, would you say that MySpace has been an effective marketing tool for you to reach and communicate with your fans?
MySpace.
Get it out there.
Great. I love MySpace. MySpace is one of the biggest things popping. MySpace, YouTube, all that good shit, man.
Right.
Crackspace, allhiphop.com. Just the whole digital internet thing, man. I love that shit, man.
Just gets it out there.
Yeah.
What is your favorite city or venue to rock? What's your favorite place?
Toronto.
Now you,
Canada.
You gonna be making up to Canada on this
upcoming tour? I love Canada, man. I'm going to Canada at the end of July, right before Australia.
Okay, what other major cities in the U.S. are you touching for that tour?
Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Toronto, Ottawa, you know, all of Canada. I'm doing a lot of Canada stuff. Okay. Montreal.
Okay. How's the scene up there in Canada?
Man, it's one of the best, man. I love Canada, man. You know how many times I wanted to move to Canada? You know how many times I've contemplated just leaving everybody and just going to Canada and just living there. That's one of the, my favorite places in the world.
What city?
Toronto.
Strictly.
Only.
All right.
I love it there. I love Toronto.
Okay, okay. Now, I want to do like a little word association game with you. I'm just going to give you a name or a phrase, and you just speak on it. The no.
Valley of the Kings.
Medallions.
Slick Rick. I don't know why.
GCM.
Gold Chain Music.
PA.
Perfect Attendance.
And Jewelry Box Sessions.
Buy it.
Nothing but hits.
All right, now just shout out anything you want to put out there about the album. You want the people to hear about it. So let them know.
Hey, yo, please go get my album, Jewelry Box Session, because it ain't nothing but bangers. You do not have to click fast forward or go to any next song. You can just listen from the front to the back, man. And you can check out my interview on piratepods.com.
You're looking out, Asia, and we look forward to it, man.
One love. I need an iPod. Hook me up.
We flop on. Catch me in your city looking fly, looking fly.
At the hottest nightclub with the rolls outside.
You can catch me in your city looking fly, looking fly.
I'm at the Super Bowl, nigga, 50 yard line. Because I'm
fly, boy. Fly, boy. Fly, boy. Fly, boy.
Yes, I'm so fly, I can touch the sky. And when you see me around your hood, nigga, I'm
boy.
I'm in the black double R with the windows tinted. Got back with cigars with the endo in it. When I'm back on your bar, I don't mean to offend you, but you should put her on the track, man. You need to sit instead of replicating pimping, celebrate pimping. Let her break bread, stop hating on pimping. Why you faking and sipping? Arguing and tripping? She trying to figure out how to find a new nigga. And that's fun to us. We love the lust with summer sluts. Your chick left you mysteriously, cause she was one of us. I keep a dime in the whip. I keep a chick on the chick. I keep a G on the turf. Plus, I'm the hardest that spits. I keep a rip on the strip. Talk shit, I'm busting your lip. Man, y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all tryna fuck up my fit. I'm writing nothing but hits. I'm lighting up me a split. I'm in the cuts with your bitch. About to cut up with dick. Really ain't nothing fuck with this. Find me in the 93706. Tryna ID me. GCM's click. Got rap fan fiends that need to fix.
Woo.
Cause shit be getting real. Cocaine, whip a pill. Gold chain, chip a steel. This is psycho. Yeah.